Audio morning brief for the U.S. grain markets, 8:23 a.m. Eastern Time, April 4th. I plan to do the weekly update here this morning as well and get that published. Let's go to the corn market. And the corn market, the model's saying, yes, there was a level 4 bottom on USDA report day, slammed right up into a level 4 top. The model had no choice but to call that a level 3 top as well. So if the bottom, level 3 bottom, also occurred not only in the same day, maybe the day before, there is chance this market's going lower into next week. That's your level 3 trend. That's your largest, longest move during the month. That's the monthly buy-sell signal. We quickly went from a buy to a sell, and it's just going to spend more time going down than up. If that's the case, then we have to be concerned if it takes out 424 and a half, that the market is probably on its way to 420 to 418 or something like that. I might define that, change that a bit by the time we do the weekly update. Now, when we look at the level fours, what we find is there was a level four bottom April 2nd, okay, and there was a level four top on the way down, didn't really work April 1st. We're in the time frame for a level four top now. So unfortunately, the market is turning down on us. It tried to put it up overnight. And so, yes, we do have to consider they may want to attack the low of this week. And it's just because that larger level three trend is down into next week. Okay. Now, with that, what we find is that the level four might not actually be complete yet. It could rebound today, but it's likely going to top today the latest, okay? So I don't know how much to tell you the downside, because I can see what could occur is it comes down into a bottom late today on an early moral and does not take out the low of the week and then just flips higher, because there's a possibility that the low of this week is actually the level three bottom. The level three downtrend is over, and we got the exact opposite. It should spend more time going up. It can go up next week instead of down into next week. So bit of a dilemma here. These level threes seem to be sloppy this year more than anything. Well, first, they weren't sloppy. They were outright bearish, but they're turning a little bit sloppy, and I think it's because the market is actually base building a bit. All right, so the next thing we have to consider is the market also may be bumping its head near the five-day average. The funds might want to sell it. So I think there is a good chance it needs to pull back here. But I'm trying to find an alternate scenario where when it might want to go higher. So if it takes out the overnight high at 435, I think I'd run with the bulls, frankly, and give it a chance. And if it can close higher in the next couple of days, I'd feel more confident there's a good chance it'll be higher for some of next week, okay? And the daily indicator is near oversold again, and it's even trying to turn to a buy signal today, but it's not there yet. So if it starts violating the lows yesterday, the prior low, the low of the week, got to be concerned. It's going lower for a while. Meanwhile, if they can start putting above the overnight high, start challenging the high of April 2nd at 436 and three quarters, I think that's something constructive. Now, I won't go into the larger trends. We'll leave that for the weekly update here and keep this more short term. So now let's move over to the May soybeans. And the May soybeans, a little bit different than the corn, is a little more clear. There's a good chance it bottomed for level three, but it's still early. Yesterday, actually 2 days ago, was the earliest for a level three bottom. Went into the 80% probability market moving target range of the historical range of when we meet enough conditions that they sold enough and the demand needs to buy, okay? At any rate, yes, this could be a level four top today as well, all right? Similar corn. It can be down in tomorrow. And the best we can tell you, if it takes out yesterday's low, 1165 and a half, I'm sorry, 1168 and a half, I need my glasses on here, then you know the level three trend is extending down and it doesn't have to bottom early next week. And that's the best we can tell you. There's no real magical insight here. There's nothing that's really all that bullish, but it's like the bearish stuff is dwindling away, in my opinion. All right, it's just not there. Now, even with the market off 2.25 cents this morning, the daily stochastic indicator is working on a buy signal, and it is oversold. It's challenging the five-day average, and the funds are probably trying to decide, do they sell that five-day average? Because they've been selling it for, what, 6 days now? They may sell it again, okay? But if they can ever close it above it, that's a positive development. And the model is saying it really ought to bounce into next week and top sometime next week, but probably no later the next week. So a limited amount of time up, which probably means a limited amount of upside, but the model's also saying, even if wrong on that, the downside ought to be rather limited. There is no reason to go below 1150, in my opinion. Just my opinion is just this modeling. So I think we're still like base building after we broke that trend, bearish trend that we saw earlier this year. The market is just kind of reflecting now, saying, okay, something changed here. Do we switch right back and be bearish for months on end, or do we give this a chance? Maybe it can rally into summer. And we'll discuss those larger trends a little later. At any rate, I do think it's probably limited upside going to next week of about $12 to about $12.17. And then it's probably going to backpedal, and I wouldn't be surprised it's range-bound to somewheres around $11.60 on up to about $12.20 for the rest of this month. But I also think we're evolving to when it'll be higher, May, June, July. Okay? All right, and I got some interesting things to show in the weeklies when I think we won't get a peak to late July now. All right, so very tricky here. I want to be bullish, but it's kind of acting like it's got to go down for the next level four interweek swing, intraday swing, and could very well extend this level three downtrend. There's still downside potential. What might be interesting is say, okay, maybe it's topping for level four. Maybe it's going down to a new low for the week. Maybe not. But the point is, if it trades, you know, above 1186 and three quarters, the overnight high, more so if it closes above it or can trade quite a bit above it, then maybe that's the signal for a level three bottom. I like yesterday's positive reversal. That was great. That's fantastic. That ought to be the level three bottom. But it hasn't rallied enough. We got the five-day average against this. We got the 6 to 10 day trend type studies saying, hey, it's down. So we got to get it higher than this. We need a little follow-through to help show that was a level three bottom. Okay. Let's move to the May Chicago wheat. And this one could also be putting in a level four top now, may also slip lower into tomorrow to even the next trading day for a level four bottom. Okay, level four top going a level four bottom. But the model is saying that was a nice reversal yesterday. We had some good volume there. We had good momentum and price action. That can be a level three bottom. And even if not, since it didn't violate last week's low, it could have been just a test of last week's level low, and we're just in a sloppy, struggling level three up move. But the model is still saying, let's give it a chance to rally into next week. But it may be that we're also stuck with just sideways action into next week, even through next week. Things may not perk up for us to towards the end of April, but it's quite possible we've placed the lowest price now into summer, get a crop problem, maybe even lowest price now into fall or into the year. There's just that chance this is going to develop slowly, all three markets can develop to something a little better going into the summer months. All right, I think upside's limited to 567, but maybe up into the low 580s going into next week or something like that. But if they take out the low of this week at 540 and a quarter, then we have to be concerned. They might put it down to 531. They may yet put it closer to the low of the year at 523 and a quarter half. They can give us some problems here still. But it feels like this market is now slowly being accumulated by what Richard D. Wyckoff, famous technical trader, used to be fundamental pit worker, and then became more technical oriented and learned how he could use technicals to tell him what was going on fundamentals. Very supply demand oriented, very interested in volume. All right. And he would say that this could be evolving to where the composite operator, which is just another name for the smart money, is trying to soak up wheat and build a position in wheat. That's my best interpretation of all that. And I think the same is probably occurring for the other two markets. I think we've dialed in South America. I think China can slowly improve. The world's kind of stabilizing here and economy's doing better. But I will agree with the bears, some of the even global bears, saying you got all the grain you need. That's the problem. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.